Dalet in Likutei Moran Tanina. Tonight we begin a Torah in Likutei Moran, where the opening statement of this Torah is one of the most oft-quoted statements that Rabbeinu Zal made, which is something that Rabbeinu Zal wasn't mechadesh. It's certainly not something that Rabbeinu Zal invented, because this word simcha appears throughout the Torah, and yet we're going to find some interesting items that Rabbeinu Zal points out about it, that when it comes to this topic specifically, and specifically this chapter on Likutei Moran, the levels of depth that a person could go into in learning about this are endless, and we're going to try to discuss a little bit of how this pertains to us. Rabbeinu Zal begins with the words Mitzvah Gedoila Lihiyos B'Simcha Tamid. It's a very big mitzvah to always be happy. Now note, if Rabbeinu Zal would have worded this any differently, it could have had, you know, it could have changed the meaning very drastically. To say mitzvah liyos b'simcha tamid implies that it's one of the 613 mitzvahs, and obviously Rabbeinu Zal wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted to imply that this mitzvah is unique. It's different from other mitzvahs. There isn't another chapter on Likutei Moran that begins with the words mitzvah gedoila. So in a certain way, this item is very unique, very special. On the other hand, if Rabbeinu Zal would have said mitzvah gedoila lihiyos b'simcha, it would also imply that a person could satisfy this requirement any time that he's happy. And yet Rabbeinu Zal doesn't leave it at that. The opening statement is mitzvah gedoila lihiyos b'simcha tamid, implying that consistency here is the main point. That for a person to be happy at specific times, that we know any person is capable of doing to a degree. But for a person to be consistently happy, regardless of what's going on, regardless of whether he's up or down, regardless of whether it's a good time or a bad time, that's something Rabbeinu Zal zeroing in on this in this Torah. Ulehiskaber laharchi ko'atzvus v'hamora shchera b'chol koichai. Rabbeinu Zal says that it's a very, very great mitzvah for a person to strengthen himself, to push away sadness and bitterness, a bitter depression, b'chol koichai, with all of one's strength, to use all of one's power to push away these kind of feelings. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'chol hachayla'as haboin al ho'odom, all the different types of illnesses that come to a person, kulon boin rak mikil kol simcha, they all come about through a spoilage of simcha. That's what brings about all types of sicknesses that a person is affected by. Rabbeinu Zal explains now, kiyesh asoro minei negina, there are 10 types of song, shehem bechinas simcha. This term negina, song, is being used synonymous with simcha. Kamo shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Dovid HaMelech writes, Alei Osor v'Alei Novel Alei Higoyen Bechinor. Alei Osor, referring to 10 types, ki simachtaniash, 10 types of song. Alei Higoyen Bechinor, referring to the playing of a harp. Ki simachtani Hashem before lecho. And Dovid HaMelech says right afterwards that Hashem has made me very happy. So Rabbeinu Zal here draws an association between negino and simcha. Ve'elu yud mine negino boim b'soich asoro mine tfeken. These 10 types of song come appear within the 10 different types of pulses. Ve'heim mechayin oisam. And they give life, these 10 types of song are what give life to the 10 different types of pulses. Now this item is spoken about a lot in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, this Hebrew word pulse, by which it's known that doctors of the past used to be able to tell the majority of the status of a person in health, what they were able to tell by checking the pulse. They were able to translate that into telling them exactly what was going on in the body. Now the question is, why is the pulse so significant? We mentioned here we're going to go off on a tangent a little bit to explain something deep, and once we understand this, it'll bring us back to our topic. We find in Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, we mentioned at different times that there are four basic combinations, four basic tzirufim of Yud Kei Vav Kei, four different ways, four different gematrias that are formed in spelling this name of Hashem differently. And these four are the ones that were taught to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. These are the ones that appear in the Zohar HaKadosh, in all the writings of Kabbalah, these four are assumed to be the different combinations of Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. They are in sequence of significance, importance. The first one is called Ov, Ayin Beis, where we spell out Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei in a form where it forms a gematria of 72, and the correct spelling for this is where the letter Yud is spelled Yud-Vav-Dalet, the letter He is spelled He-Yud, the letter Vav is spelled Vav-Yud-Vav, and the letter He is again spelled He-Yud. This forms a gematria of 72. This represents the highest form of Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, when it's called the Milui of Yudin, specifically, where any letters such as the He or the Vav, which could be spelt either He Aleph or He He or He Yud, we're selecting the option of Yud in the case of the letter He and in the case of the letter Vav, which are the flexible items, the items that could be spelt in different possible ways. The second level is called the Shem Sog, 63, which is similar to the Ov. The difference between 72 and 63 is a difference of 9, and the only thing that's different here is that the letter Vav, which in the Shem Ayin Beis was spelled Vav Yud Vav, in the Shem Sog, the letter Vav is spelled Vav Aleph Vav. The Hays still remain with Yuds. The letter Vav is spelled Vav Aleph Vav in this case, forming a total gematria of 63. The next one is called the Shem Bon in numeric value. It's the Shem Bon, although in the correct sequence. The next one is Ma, 45, whereby we spell it, in this case, it's called the Miloi Alfin, where any letters that could be spelled in different ways are spelled with Alephs, so that the Yud still remains Yud Vav Dalet. The He is spelled He Aleph. The Vav is spelled Vav Aleph Vav. And the He, again, is spelled He Aleph. This forms a gematria of 45. The Shem Bon, 52, is another variation of the spelling of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, in which case the Yud is spelled again Yud-Vav-Dalet, that doesn't change. The Heys are spelled He-He. That's the way the Heys are spelled in the Shem Bon. And the Vav is spelled Vav-Vav, without an Aleph in the middle at all whatsoever, forming a gematria of 52. These four combinations of Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei correspond to the four different basic worlds that Hashem created. The world of Atzilus, which is called the highest world. The next is Bria. The next is Yitzira. The next is Asiya. These four correspond to the four different types of punishments that are given out by Bezdin, the four different types of deaths, Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, Chenek, and many, many different items that appear in the Torah. And the form four correspond to these four tzirufim of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, of which the highest one, undoubtedly, is the Shem Ov. That's the highest one. Which is, it's called the Milui Yudin. That's the main point to remember here. That the Shem Ov is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei being highlighted with all Yuds. Now we know that the letter Yud represents Chochmah, wisdom. Rashi says in Chumash, on the Pasuk Oz, Yoshir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Es Hashir Azois, then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing this song. It doesn't say then Moshe Rabbeinu sang this song at the parting of the Red Sea. It says then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. And Rashi HaKadosh says, Shor Loi Nemar Elo Yoshir. It doesn't say sang, it says will sing. And Rashi HaKadosh points out, Yud Al Shem HaMachshova, that the Yud represents Seichel, Chochmah, Machshova, wisdom. Yud always represents the highest level. It's the opening letter of Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. It represents Chochmah, wisdom. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that one of the forms that this Shem Ayin Beis takes on is when we take this Shem Ayin Beis and we construct it Ba'achayrayim, where we take the letters Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, filled out, Yud-Vav-Dalet, Ke-Yud, Vav-Yud-Vav, Ke-Yud, and we take them one at a time, constantly going back, so that we start off with Yud-Vav-Dalet. Then, instead of proceeding immediately to Ke-Yud, we go back to Yud-Vav-Dalet, and we add the Ke-Yud to it. Then we go back again to Yud-Vav-Dalet, we add Ke-Yud to it, and we add Vav-Yud-Vav. Then we go back again to the beginning, and we spell out the whole thing, Yud Vav Dalet, Ke Yud, Vav Yud Vav Ke Yud, the gematria of this form, the Achirayim, or the Shem Ayin Beis, the gematria is Defek. The Hebrew word Defek, which means pulse, the word Defek, which is Begematria 184. Now this term Defek, Bichlal, refers to Chachma. One of the proofs that's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah to illustrate this is, we know that the Shem Ayin Beis, in Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Ov and Sog represent Chachma and Bina. You'll note, Moshe Rabbeinu, we mentioned many times, represents Das. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Das, which is referred to as a combination of Chochma and Bina. This is one of the reasons why the Mefarshim point out, you'll observe, that the word Moshe is actually a combination of Kuf Pei Dalet, this word Defek, which is representing Chochma, it comes from the Shem Ov, and adding to it, Kuf Samach Aleph, 161, which is the highest form. It's the Shem Ekye Beyudin. Ekye represents Bina. When we take this name Ekye and we write it out with Yuds, we spell the Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. We spell the Hey, Hey Yud. We spell the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, and we spell the last Hey, Hey Yud. The Shem Ekye Beyudin has a value of 161. This 161 plus the 184 gives us a gematria of 345, which is Moshe, showing that Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents Das, is a combination of something that represents Chachma, something that represents Bina. These two funnel together to form Das, this item of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that this term Defek represents Chachma, Seichel, wisdom, this Shem Ayin Beis of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Therefore, if this item represents the top, the brain of the person, the seichel of the person, it's understood that once we understand the status of that, that automatically affects everything below it. Just as the Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person commits sins, Rachmona Litzlan, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kulhu b'machshava is bariru, that everything gets fixed up and repaired in the mind. The mind, because that's considered the highest level within the person, the highest item within the person, everything, by affecting a tikkun over there, a person automatically affects a tikkun in everything else. So too, if we want to identify a problem in the body, if we have a means of doing an x-ray on the brain, on the mind, that's going to tell us exactly what the status of the rest of the body is, because all of the rest is subservient to the mind. Just as one of the most popular items by doctors is the electrocardiogram, because by knowing the status of the heart, that's one of the main organs of the body that really tells you what's going on in the whole body. So too, alachas kama v'kama, the brain, which is still higher level, the heart represents bina, the brain represents Chachma, the Mayach, the Machshava. The Defek is that item which is used to be able to translate. That's the Morse code that's given out by the brain to determine the health of the body. So this is why these doctors, by studying the pulse, were able to tell the status of the health of a person. Note, again, that this term Defek, pulse, we said, comes from Hashem's name, the Shem Havaya, B'Yudin. The main emphasis is on this letter Yud. Rabbi Nezal explains now, Ve'elu yud minei negina, these 10 types of song, boin b'seich asora minei tfikin, they come within the pulses, the 10 different types of pulses, ve'heim mechayin oisong. This song, just as a song consists of musical notes, the pulse, the Zohar HaKadosh compares it to a song being played within the body. Those dots and dashes that are being given out by the pulse of the body, the beat of the pulse represents the beat of a song. According to how well a person is in these asara mina negina, these 10 types of song, according to how well a person has been misaking these 10 types of song, that's what determines how good his health is. Because the status of a person's health is examined via the pulse. V'alkein, therefore, Rabbi Nezal explains, Kishayesh kilkul upegam bahasimcha, when there is a spoilage or a defect in the simcha, shehi bechinas yud mine negino, the simcha is synonymous with these 10 types of song. Whenever there's a kilkul in these 10 types of song, or a kilkul in the person's simcha, a spoilage in the song or in the simcha, This brings upon the person illnesses which come from the 10 pulses, which become spoiled through these 10 types of song, which represent the simcha. So Rabbein is also showing how these three items correspond to each other. The 10 types of negina, the 10 types of simcha, and the 10 types of pulses. These three line up side by side with each other. According to how well a person has perfected the 10 kinds of negina, that's what tells us how sholem he is in the 10 types of simcha. That's what determines how good his health is, which is manifested through these 10 pulses. Rabbi Nizal says now, ki kol minei cholas klulim biyud minei tfikin. All different types of illnesses are nichlal in the 10 types of pulses and can be identified by them. V'chein kol minei nigunim klulim biyud minei negina. All different types of song that exist in this world are basically broken down into 10 forms. We know that the Sefer Tehillim, Tehillah means praises. The Sefer Tehillim is called the Shirois V'Tishbochois, the songs and praises of David HaMelech. David HaMelech is called the Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael. He's called the outstanding singer of the Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal brings in Torah Gimel and Likutei Moran that Shaul HaMelech said about David HaMelech in recognizing his power of Malchus. He said, V'yodea Nagin, he knows he's good at music. And that represented this Shleimus in these 10 Minei Negina. Rabbi Nizal says now that all types of negina are summarized in 10, just as the Gemara says in Psachim, and the first Rashi quotes this, the opening Rashi in Tehillim mentions this, that you should know the whole Sefer Tehillim, which is a summary pretty much of every type of song, shir, that exists in this world, a shir of Kedusha, is basically broken out into 10 different types. And according to what kind of spoilage has been caused in the state of happiness of a person or in the song of a person, that's what determines what kind of sickness and how severe a sickness the person's going to be hit with. Rabbi Nizal says even the doctors have spoken at length about this, that all sicknesses the vast majority are caused psychosomatically. Person gets into a weak frame of mind, and that causes a breakdown in the body. It's because his spirit is broken, he's in a melancholy frame of mind, that's what causes a breakdown within the physical components of the body. Because again, if you study biology, you understand that although there's a respiratory system, and although there's a circulatory system, and although there's an excretory system, all of these different systems, there's no question at all that what's behind them, the brain, the computer that's causing all of these physical functions to tick in the body, is the nervous system. The brain. If the brain shuts down, that's the thing that causes immediate death, much more so to the body than anything else. The loss of oxygen going to the brain, that's the thing that they're most worried about, that can cripple, that can destroy, that can paralyze all of these different systems in the body. Why? Because that's what's behind it all. That's what's keeping this whole machine ticking. Therefore, according to a person's frame of mind, according to how high or low his brain is, that's what's going to determine how healthy or ill every other part of the body is. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'hasimcha hu refua gedayla." Simcha is a very, very big cure. Ulasid, and in the future, we know that the Gemara says about Moshiach, what's going to be one of his main functions? Moshiach's going to go around curing people. He's going to approach each person and ask him what he's suffering from, what his problem is. And if the person's going to admit a problem, the person's going to admit that he's sick, Moshiach's going to be able to cure his illness. How? Rabbi Nizal says, because ulaosid tisgadel hasimcha ma'oid. Ulaosid lovoi, there's going to be a very, very high level of simcha, as we say. Then our lips are going to be filled with song. Schaik pinu ulsheinenu rina. Rav Nosson Zal brings that the first letters of schaik pinu ulsheinenu rina are shofar. Make up the word shofar, because the shofar represents this asara mine negina at its highest, on the highest level. Because we know there are basically 10 kailos of the shofar. There's the tashrat, the tashat, and the tarat. all the different 100 kailos that we blow, the number 100 is 10 to the power of 10. It's the shleimus of 10. 10, b'shleimus, 10, in all its parts, is 100. Now that's the whole concept of Tkiyah Shofar that takes place on Rosh Hashanah, which is the holiest day, when we're looking to be misaking the pigama, the Eitz Hadas. What resulted from the Eitz Hadas? Death came to the world. What is death? The most severe form of illness. The climax of illness, Rachmana Litzlan, is death. So that death came to the world through Adam HaRishon's eating from the Eitz Hadas. Atzvus came to the world through Adam HaRishon's eating from the Eitz Hadas. The curse that Hashem issued was the Be'itzavon Teichalna. When did this sin take place? On Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the main tikkun on Rosh Hashanah, the main mitzvah d'oraisa on Rosh Hashanah, is the Tkiyah Shofar, because the Tkiyah Shofar represents the Asara Mine Negina, which represent the Asara Mine Simcha, that are the tikkun that represent the complete tikkun for this curse of death or atzvus, the Be'itzavo in Teichalna that Hashem issued to the world, that gets its tikkun on Rosh Hashanah. Note, Rosh means the head. Again, the Yud. The letter Yud represents the head. We find even in the Tikkuni Zohar, where it depicts the human body corresponding to the Shem Hashem, just as if we would want to say, Kaviyochol, Ein Loi Demus HaGuf, Ein Loi Guf. We say Hashem has no form. And the only form through which we understand Hashem is Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. The question is there any correspondence between Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei and the form in which He created the human body? And the Tikkun Ezer says most definitely yes. If you study the human body, the from top to bottom, the head of a Jew is shaped like a Yud. A Yud is simply a round blotch of ink in the Sefer Torah. That's the shape of the head. The next significant part of the body is the hands. Coming down from the head is the hands, which have five fingers each, corresponding to the hay, the first hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Then we have, in between the hands, we have the trunk of the body, which is shaped like a vav. It's a straight, long item extending from the neck down to the feet, is the letter vav. And then again, we have the feet, which have five toes on each. This represents the shleimus of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Note, the head corresponds to the Yud always. This concept of Rosh Hashanah is a tikkun for the Moyach. Kulhu b'machshavo is bariru. If we fix up the head, we fixed up everything. What is the head? The head is the Simcha, the Yud, the Asara Mine Negina, the Asara Mine Simcha, the Simchas Olam Al Roshon. This is the whole secret behind the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar that we do, why this is the super mitzvah d'oraisa on Rosh Hashanah. What's the biggest tikkun? The biggest tikkun is Simcha. These Asara Mine Negina, as Rabbeinu Zal explains here, which cure a person from any illness. What is illness? Illness is the thing which identifies a sin. The Gemara says, "Ein yisurim b'loy avayim." Illness is simply a manifestation of sins. So if we say that the cure for illness is simcha, it means that the cure for aveiros, through which illness comes, is simcha also. Just like we say, the pasuk says, "Edag mechatosi," that one of the main results of a sin, one of the main byproducts, or not a byproduct, but actually the product of a sin, is atzvus, daigo. Daigo means worry, suffering. Rachmana Litzlan, this depression that comes from sin. Therefore, the cure for sin, the tshuva, is totally, mostly, in this item of simcha. That's the equal opposite force to what results from a sin. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains, Ula osi, then in the future, tis gadel hasimcha ma'oi. The simcha is going to go very, very big. The alkein omer asal, that's why the Gemara says, osi da kodesh baruch hu lihiyos roish chayle letzadikim losid lovoi. Hashem is going to be the leader of the wicked losid lovoi. There's going to be a mochel, a rikid, and Hashem is called the leader of the rikid. And note, the word, one of the words in Hebrew for a rikid is chayle. Miloshin, going around. Mochel means a circle. Rabbeinu Zal says, Dahainu sheyase mochel tzadikim. The Gemara says Hashem is going to make a circle for the tzadikim, a rikid, v'hu yisporach yihye roish chayla. And Hashem is going to be the leader of the rikid. Rabbeinu Zal explains now, why is that term used specifically to define the term rikid? Another word for rikid, which is a manifestation of simcha, is this term chayla. chayla, which we also take to mean a sick person. Rabbi Nazal explains now, ki shchina lamale mirashayso shel chayla. We know that the shchina is by the head of the bed of a chayla, of a sick person. Kemo yishador shorazal, as the Gemara says, nedorim shenemar Hashem yisodenu al eres devoy. Hashem nourishes a person by his sick bed. Eres means a bed, devoy means of pain, of suffering. Hashem yisodenu al eres devoy. Hashem nourishes the person by his sick bed. The Gemara in Adorim says, from here we learn out that shechino lamala mirashayso shel chayla. Therefore, a person shouldn't sit over there, a person shouldn't sit by the head of the bed of a chayla, because chas v'shalom, that constitutes a disrespect to the shechino. Now note, when we say that a person is sick, an illness, the Gemara says, is a part of death, it's a taste of death, rachmona litzlan, then illness is obviously a form of atzvus, depression. And we note usually when a person's sick, physically sick, that's when it becomes harder, much more difficult to be able to be happy. The Gemara says that at that time, shechina lamala mirashayso shel adam, the shechina is there. What's the purpose of the shechina? What is the Shechina? What's another word for the Shechina? The Shechina is Simcha. Just as the Arizal says, we say in the sentence, Ur Zaruah LaTzadik, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. There's a light that shines for the Tzadik, Uli Yishrei Lev, and those who have the smoothness of heart, they are Zeichet to Simcha. The Arizal says that the words Lev Simcha, a happy heart, is exactly Bigimakriya Shechina. Just as the Gemara says in Shabbos and other places that Eina Shechina Sher Al Adam, that the Shechina doesn't rest with a person, Lo Mitech Atzvus, Lo Mitech This, Ela Mitech Simcha, only if the person is happy. The Arizal says, you'll note that the words Lev Simcha are Begematria Shechina. So that when we say that the Shechina is by the bed of a person that's sick, the reason is obviously to be Misameach Techela. That's the purpose that the Shechina is serving, trying to pull him out of his illness, or to help him pull himself out of his illness. How? Through this Simcha. What number is associated with Simcha? There are 10 types of Simcha, these Asora Mine Negina. This is why you'll note the sick bed of a person. Rabbein Azal says that there's a concept of Keseder and Sheloi Keseder. Keseder means when things are going properly, just as we mentioned many times, Lahavdol, the scientists say that energy can't be created or destroyed, it can only be altered from one state to the other. Lahavdol also in Kiddusha, we say you can never eliminate. When Hashem first created this world, what was it created with? With Dibur, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, the letters of the Torah were used to create the world. When a person commits a sin, what does he do? He causes a kilkul in the letters, where the letters rearrange themselves to hurt the person. If the shleimus in serving Hashem is represented by simcha, in other words, the peak of success in being an oved Hashem is simcha, then it means any deficiency in serving Hashem is represents itself in a kilkul simcha. If the peak of simcha is represented by these asara mine negina, this yud represents simcha, happiness, these 10 types of song, then sickness, then the opposite of that, sins, are represented by the word devoy. Devoy is the same letter yud, but shalei keseder, it's upside down. We switch it around, it becomes devoy, sadness, melancholy. So too, the bed of a sick person is called eres devoy. Eres means a bed. Eres is the letters eser, the Zohar HaKadosh says. Again, this sick person, what made him sick? Eini surim b'layovon. Usually, sickness is a manifestation of a sin that a person did. It's a remez to do tshuva, that you've done something wrong, you've fallen from the shleimus ma'avodas Hashem, you've fallen from the simcha, so you're in this sick bed. What's the tikkun? The tikkun is that's the time when you're being most tested. If you can show Hashem that you acknowledge that it's not Hashem's fault that I'm sick. If I'm sick and it's not because I was standing next to somebody that had a contagious disease, that I'm sick because it's a virus. It's a virus. It's my sins. That's what's making me sick. This most popular word, a virus, virus meaning some type of germ or something like that, Rabbi Zal always used to say, represents avirus, the Galatiana pronunciation of the word avirus, sicknesses. That's where the illness comes from, as the Gemara says, "Ein yisurim b'layovayim." And if sins cause this edag, this depression, this sadness, this worry, obviously it's going to manifest itself in this sickness, Rachmon al-Etzlan, in this kilkel asimcha. Therefore, the tikkun is, therefore Hashem, who's the first one who's looking to help the person who's fallen, who's down, Hashem sends his Shechina to the person. The Shechina represents this package of simcha. Just as we mentioned when we were learning this Gemara Nedarim recently in the Shabbos Shiurim, we mentioned that there are two people who are synonymous, an Oni and a Chayla. An Oni, just as we're showing here, that what's Taich Chayla, he got sick. Sickness is generally a manifestation of sin. What is sin a manifestation of? A ruach shtus. The Gemara says, La'ilam ein adam chaytei, elim kein nichnas by ruach shtus. So it means a kilkul hasechel. He lost his mind. He became insane. He was actually willing to rebel against Hashem in this blatant way. Hashem said, do this. He did the opposite. Hashem said, don't do this. And he went ahead and did this. That's called a shaita, an idiot. Which person could actually believe that there's a Hashem who's watching every move he makes and who's in a position to reward him infinitely if anything good he does, and to punish him, chas v'shalom, infinitely if anything bad he does, and go ahead and do something stupid, go ahead and do something against Hashem, other than a shaita, crazy. In other words, you classify such a person as crazy. Crazy person, if you're holding a gun to his head, you tell him, if you move, I'm going to kill you, he could start dancing a jug. Why? Because he's crazy. He's not sane. Sane person sees the gun, he won't move. Insane sees the gun, and it's meaningless. He can't understand it in his mind, so he goes ahead and does it. Rabbi Nezal says that's the mashal of a person committing a sin. So the Gemara says, Ein oni elo bedas, that when we use the term poor in Hebrew, poor means lacking in seichel. As Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ashrei maskil el dol, Ashrei to the one who gives seichel to a poor person, implying that his poverty means a deficiency in seichel. Because, what's the shleimus haseichel we just said? Simcha. Ezehu Oshir, the Gemara says, how do we define a rich person? Hasaymeach bechelkai. The rich person is the one who has this simcha bishleimus. He's sameach. That means the poor person is the one who's lacking in simcha or lacking in seichel. The Arizal says that the word besimcha is the letters machshava. So in other words, a deficiency in simcha means a deficiency in machshava, deficiency in seichel. So that the tikkun for these two, for the chayla and for the oni, is the same thing. It's this simcha, being misameach the poor man. The Gemara says a person who gives a poor man a coin gets a certain amount of bracha. V'hamafaisa, if he tells him a good word, he brings a smile to his face, he makes him feel good, gets even more brachas. That's the shleimus of tzedakah, is to be misameach the oni, to give the poor man simcha. Rabbi Nezal says now, Ki ein lahachoyle shum chiyas. A person who's sick has no source of life. The fact that he's sick shows that a bechina of his existence has been cut off. That's why Rabbi Nezal says, you'll note that when a person's sick, he loses a lot of his taivos, the desire for food. A person, when he's healthy, normally would see this piece of cake and it would be so attractive to him, or so enjoyable to him, or the taivos noshim, and you get this person has a flu, a bad flu, or he's in bed with the nose, with the runny nose, the whole thing. You show him the same piece of cake and he has no desire for it, no urge for it whatsoever, or the taivas nashim also is completely removed at that time. Rabbi Nezal says, why? Because the fact that he's sick shows that he's moved within his normal status of being in Olam Hazeh and being far from Olam Haba. When a person gets sick, it shows he's taken a step towards death, a step towards Olam Haba, just as in Olam Haba there's no physical, there's no gashmias, there's no physical desires, so too his physical desires have become weakened. It's obviously weakened, lessened. So Rabbi Nezal says, the chayla has no chiyas, rak hashchina mechaya oisai. It's the shchina that's being mechaya him at that time. Now note, the Gemara points out that yisurim is something that brings a person to a higher level. Yisurim is something that's mamareik avanoiso shalogam, the Gemara says. It crushes the sins of a person. Rabbi Nezal brings in Teres Samachayim Ikutamaran that when a person's in tremendous pain, what does he do? He closes his eyes. He clenches his eyes shut. What does that represent, the clenching the eyes? That he's closing off, he's turning away from this world, from what he could see physically with his eyes, and he's looking into the next world. He's climbing to a much higher level hasaga. That bedafka, at a time of chayla, when a person's sick and suffering, he's going through this yisurim, which is a form of kapara, which is a form of pushing him closer to the next world. That's a time when a person could be masig much more. When he takes the Yisurim the right way, when he accepts it in the right frame of mind. With Simcha, then it becomes Yisurim Shel Ahava, which is one of the biggest tikkunim for a person. Rabbi Nizal says now, Ula Osid, and in the future, Al Yedei HaSimcha Yistakin Kol HaChaylas Kanal, because of the fact that Losid, one of the most outstanding brachas that Hashem is going to bless this world is besimcha, as the pasuk says, ki besimcha teitzeyu, that the whole going out of exile is totally in simcha, so that when we're going to exit from this golus raimi, which is the longest golus, it's going to be through simcha, just as the golus, the pasuk says, lochein golo ami mibli das. We quoted that pasuk many times. That golos, exile, represents a defective seichel, a defective moyach, a meichen de katnus. Geula represents a meichen de katlus, simcha. Just as we said many times, the word goal in atbash makes up the word keser. Keser is always synonymous with simcha. V'simchas aylam al roisham. Simcha is something which not in the head, but on the head. What do you wear on the head? A crown. This keser represents simcha. So we see that Losid, when there's going to be a geula, and the geula is going to take place through simcha, yistakin kol hachaylas. All types of illness are going to be eliminated. V'oz yihya Hashem yisporach roish chayla. Then Hashem is going to be the head of the wicked. The word chayla means wicked. Rosh chayla also means the head of all the sick people. In other words, he's going to be mamshich a tikkun for all the sick people. Dehainu rosh hamochel kanal. Hashem is going to be the leader of the wicked. Ki hasimcha hi bechinas tikkun hachayla kanal. Now note, here again is an interesting item. Lahavdil, take other languages, English or other languages. In most cases, you don't have a word having a double meaning, or even when you do, again, there's nothing deeply significant associating the two items. When it comes to Lashon Kodesh Lahavdil, if we see that the same word has a double meaning, it means that there's a definite association between the two terms. If the Hebrew word for a sick person is called Echela, and the Hebrew word for a leader of a rikid is called Reish Chela, it implies an association that the tikkun for the chayla, for the sick person, is the rikud, the simcha. That's the thing that can help him the most. Ubishvil ze nikroin hasimcha v'harikudin chayla kanal. This is one of the reasons why simcha, happiness, and a rikud is called chayla, ki heim tikkun hachaylas kanal. That's the main tikkun for any type of sickness that a person has. The main tikkun is simcha. Note, the Gemara Brachas tells a story about a Tana who came to visit another Tana, and he saw that he was sick, and he asked him, are you happy with this sickness? He said, no. The Gemara says, Yohiv le yodei. He gave him his hand, he stretched out his hand, and he picked him up out of the illness. Yohiv le yodei, the Mefarshim explain, the yud. Again, the yad, the hand, represents the Asara meaning again of the 10 types of song. Because where do the 10 types of song originate from? It corresponds with the Defek, which corresponds to Hashem's name, the Shem of, the Tziruf Ayin Beis of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which has 10 letters. Yud Vav Dalet, Kei Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Kei Yud, is exactly 10 letters. It's the 10 letters of the Shem Ayin Beis, which originate from a base of 4 letters, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. This is the whole significance in the Yad, the hand, the pulse through which doctors identify the whole health of the body. Why? Because this term Yad, specifically, is marames to this whole tikkun of the Asara Mina Negina, the 10 types of song, the 10 letters of the Shem Ayin Beis, which the Achayrayim of which is Begematria Defek, this word pulse. It's those 10 letters specifically which come from a base of 4, that's what's manifested in the Yad. This is why we find always that it's the Yad, Yohiv Le Yodei, and he was able to cure him through this power of the Asara Mina Negina. We mentioned that Rabbeinu Zal says in a few chapters in the Likutei Moran, and we mentioned this even a few minutes ago, the fact that Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, everything in this world was created through Dibur, and anything that goes on in this world will either bring bracha onto the person when the dibur is keseder, or klala comes when the dibur gets flipped around. He rearranges the letters in a way that brings that inflicts punishment upon him, chas v'shalom. There's a pasuk that says, Yishlach devoroi vir po'em v'malet mishchisoysom. Hashem sends his word and he cures them. He cures a person with his word, v'malet, and he rescues him mishchisoysom, from shachas, from chas v'shalom, the pit of depression, the pit of death, chas v'shalom. The pasuk continues, Yoidu l'Hashem chazdoi, they give praise to Hashem for his kindness, v'nifla'isav l'vnei adam, and his miracles they credit to people. Rav Meir Mipromishlan said that this whole sentence, this whole two sentences, refers to the whole concept of a person getting sick, rachmona litzlan. Yishlach devoroi vir poim, when a person gets sick, Hashem sends the dibur and it cures him. What's the minig of Klal Yisrael when a person gets sick? What do they say usually to cure him? Tehillim. They say Tehillim. Why do they say Tehillim? Because Tehillim represents the totality of the Asara Mini Negina, the 10 types of song with which the Sefer Tehillim were written. You'll note these words, Yishlach Devoroi Vir Po'em, the first letters are Yud Dalet Vav, making up the letter Yud. Yishlach Devoroi Vir Po'em, Hashem sends his word. Which word? The Tehillim, the Tikkun HaKloli, the Asara Mini Negina. This is the dibur of Hashem that cures the person. V'malet mishchisoysam. Note, this brings about a physical refuah, and this also brings about a spiritual refuah. Rav Enizal said that this item of Tikkun HaKloli, specifically the Asara Mini Negina, is this super spectacular tikkun that can pull a person out of Gehenna, out of Shachas, Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan, Pigama Bris, is the thing that can push a person down the most, and the biggest tikkun is this Asara Mini Negina, the Simcha, the opposite of the Yilola. Yilola means depression. Lil. Miloshin Yilola is the Malach who's Mamuno of a Chilabris, Begamabris. The tikkun is halali, the simcha, the happiness. That's what brings about a tikkun. So Meir Mipromishlan said that what happens when the person gets cured, what does he do? Yoidu Lashem Chazdai. Hashem, he thanks for his kindness. He minimizes what Hashem did for him. V'nifla'isav. But the miracle, Livnei Odom, he credits to the doctor. He goes, oh, doctor, I want to thank you so much, you saved my life. He doesn't realize that 99.9% of the cure came from Hashem, and it's 1% that the doctor either did, or in certain cases, it's what the doctor didn't do that resulted in saving his life. Whereas if the doctor would have been able to do what he wanted to, chas v'shalom, he would have destroyed him. So we see here again that what's the item that cures this Yishlach Devoroi Vir Poim is through this Yud, this Asor Mine Regina, the Asor Mine Simcha. That's the Dibur of Hashem that's able to cure a person. Note, we had in Torah Aleph and Likutei Moharan Tanina, where Rabbein Ezal said, where the Torah says, Hashem says to the Yidden that if you'll be good, Uberach Eslach Mecha Vesmei Mecha, Hashem will bless your bread and your water, and I'll remove all types of illness from you, all types of sickness. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia that the word machla is bigimatria 83, referring to 83 types of sicknesses that a person could save himself by eating pas shachris. If a yid is zeicha to eat breakfast like a Jew, where he eats bread and water, in other words, those minimal items, or again, bread and some form of liquid, coffee or juice, whatever it is, that's mayim, that's a bachinas mayim, that's how a person is able to save himself from illness. Question is, what does bread have in it? What do we see an association between this item called bread, which the Torah identifies as something into which Hashem is mamshich, this bracha, to be able to be cured from sicknesses? Here again, Rav Nosson Zal explains on the Kutei Halachos, he'll observe that bread is unique in that there are 10 mitzvahs that are done with pas. The Shulchan Aruch lists 10 mitzvahs that are done with pas. 10 specific mitzvahs, representing again 10 levels of kedusha in bread. We find that the Birchas Hamoitzi, the Gemara points out, you have the 10 words in the Brocha of Hamoitzi. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, exactly 10 words, corresponding to these Asora Mine Negina. The Arizal points out that Lechem, here again, we said that what's the main part of the body? If a person has his head on right, if he has this Simcha, if he's Besimcha, which is the letters machshavah, the brain is okay, the rest of the body is okay. The Arizal says that the word lechem itself represents the brain, because the brain is represented by three spheros, keser, chachma, and bino, or chachma, bino, and das. The word lechem is bigimatria three times yud kei vav kei, representing the three parts of the brain. This is why the Gemara says that the Eitz Hadas, one of the opinions, and what the Eitz Hadas was that Adam Rishon ate from, was chita, wheat, because wheat is called brain food. Bread is called brain food. Brain food. The Medrash Rabba says that if you see a person walking around in the morning and he's saying dumb things, you know that probably he hasn't had bread that morning. Because bread is what gives the person's brain the nourishment. Here we see again how it's feasible for the Gemara to say that daika uberach es lachmecha vesmimecha, because the cure for illness is totally in this tikkun of the brain, which is dependent on these asara mina negina, which is brought about through the bread. Now note, when a person makes the bracha of hamaitzi, what's the main, in the whole bracha of hamaitzi, which word and which letter within the word is supposed to be emphasized out of the whole bracha? The hey of hamaitzi. Ha-maitzi lechem min horetz. That's the correct way of saying this bracha. Note another item about 10, the fact that it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that when a person eats bread, there's a special union of being medakdek to make the bracha, to hold the bread in both, to put all 10 fingers on the bread. Now we're going to see the association between all of these things, because it's the yad that represents these asor mina negina, the yud, dalid, of the hand, that represents the asor mina negina, that's nimshach through these eser etzbois, the 10 fingers. When you put that on the bread, that's how you're able to be mamshich. This whole, the whole bracha, where does bracha come from? The yodayim are the ones through which a tzaddik is a bracha by putting his hands on the head of the person. Yaakov Avinu, sikel es yodov. He's mamshich the birchas haseichel into the hands. And that's how he gives the bracha to the person. Here also, when it comes to bread, we find the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch emphasize that the main letter to be stressed is the ha moitzi lechem en oretz. Why the hey? Because the hey is, the letter hey is actually the word yad. The letter hey is a dalet and a yud. The letter hey represents this dalet and the yud. The letter hey represents the shleimus hasimcha. The Gemara says when a person goes to a wedding, if a person goes to a wedding and he's zeicha to be misameach, the chasim v'kala, Hashem blesses him with the five koilos. The five blessings of koil, because there are five, koil sasoim, the koil simcha, koil chosim, the koil kala, koil mitzhalis, hasam, yechuposim, the five koils. This letter hey represents the shleimus hasimcha. Here again, in the bracha of hamaitzi, the main thing we emphasize is the hey of hamaitzi, which is called the hey hayediyah. This shleimus hadas, which represents this shleimus hasimcha. This is how it's conceivable for Hashem to be able to say that through the eating of the bread and water, if a person eats that the right way, that'll bring about a tikkun for the sickness, because this bread and water represent this shleimus hasechel. Where do we see that the water represents sechel? We once mentioned it, the word, number one, water, Torah is always compared to mayim, but deeper, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that the word mayim actually represents chachma and bina. We always picture the spheroids as concentric circles, with the highest, the most important one being in the middle, the lesser important around it, the one that's still lesser important further around it. Chachma is the highest one. Chachma is the 10th sphera, it's the yud. Chachma is the center, around it is bina. The Meforshim bring, that's what's hinted to in the word mayim. You have the yud in the middle, yud represents chachma, mem always represents bina, ben arboim labina. The word mayim is actually chachma and bina. So here we see that by a person eating the bread and water, that represents the real tikkun haseichel, the real tikkun for the brain, the tikkun hasimcha. That's how you're able to be able to remove this machlo mikirbecha, this illness, this chayla rachmona letzlan. This is why you'll note specifically the pasuk says lech echol besimcha lachnecha, that there's a special bracha, there's a special mitzvah when a person eats to be happy. And what's the climax of eating? The Birchas HaMozoin, where the Arizal says that the main diktuk in Birchas HaMozoin is to be simcha, to make sure to bench in a very happy frame of mind. That's the main tikkun. Why? Because again, the whole chiyus, the physical existence of a person, comes from his eating. The eating is what sustains the body. The chiyus comes from the eating. If the eating is done with simcha, and the brachos especially that surround the eating are done with simcha, this is what represents the tikkun huachila b'shleimus. Just as the pasuk says, Birchas Hashem hi ta'ashir v'lo yosef otzev imo. Birchas Hashem hi ta'ashir. The bracha of Hashem is ashirus. What is ashirus? Simcha. Ezehu oshir hasoimeach b'chelkoi. The bracha is ashirus, which is simcha, v'lo yosef otzev imo. So therefore, this is the main diktuk. When a person is making a bracha, when they're eating food, either before the food or after the food, or especially the one bracha that's doiraisa, the birchas hamozoin, when that's said with simcha, that represents the shleimus hatikken of the achila, that the achila is really, really b'shleimus.
Doesn't the Gemara say, though, that getting some things that sort of you could do yourself, like a collegation line,
Sino pachim? That's a certain type of illness, specifically, which comes about through? No. What's the punchline? What is it? It's a pshia. It's a negligence. It's a negligence on the part of the person that he walks out. He knows it's called chamra b'tkufa ka'ir. In other words, the walking out when it's cold outside without being dressed properly, that constitutes a pshia, a lack of sechel, a ruach tus, a shoita. That kind of thing. Well, this tzina mipachim again, because we say that this item, if a person did it, he did it to himself. How? Through a lack of sechel, a lack of shleimus hasimcha. Shleimus hasimcha represents where you're in your full faculties. When a person is depressed, his head isn't working correctly, that kind of thing. He's capable of doing a dumb thing. In other words, that's what it's called, doing a dumb thing, that kind of thing. Now Rabbi Nezal says, "V'haklal, the rule is shetzorech lehizgaber ma'oid b'chol hakoychos lihiyos ach someach tomin. A person has to strengthen himself and to use every ounce of strength within himself to make sure to always to be consistently happy. That's the main word, tomid, the consistently. Ki teva ha'odom. Now note, Rabbi Nezal here is telling you a tremendous chiddush. The default is depression." No, it's unless you're going to actively pursue simcha, you should know that the default, automatically, you're going to veer to depression. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki teva ha'odom limsheich atzmoy lamora shchoyra v'atzvus. The nature of the human being is to be drawn to depression, sadness. Why? Machmas pigei u'mikrei hazman. Because of all the rough times that a person goes through in this world, Rahman al-Aslan, it leads a person normally to default into this depression. Now note, where does depression come from? From the tchol, from the spleen. Where else does depression come from?
Blood.
Where else? From dirt. Ofor, dirt. In other words, Rabbi Nezal says, Atzlus v'atzlus hi ikar neshichas hanochosh. Atzlus is called the bite of the snake. The snake represents this atzlus. He bite the poison of death. The snake is the one whose bite is fatal. It kills. This moves. This atzvus, that's the nochosh. What is the nochosh? Nochosh ofar toichal kol yimei chayecha. Dirt is the food of the nochosh. Because of the fact that our bodies, Rav Moshe Zal explains in Likutei Halachos, where do we come from? We are actually a gathering of dirt, clods of dirt. Hashem gathers together piles of dirt, and that's what he uses to form the human body. Therefore, it's understandable that the human body, by nature, is one big mess of atzvus, one big glob of atzvus. It's the neshama in the body. The neshama represents the seichel, shehaneshama shebamaychi, whose mission it is to be able to shine a light, this ner elikim nishma sodom, to shine a light into this dark cave, the human body, this pit of depression, to be able to light it up, to shine it, you know, to fill it with joy, with the simcha, which carries the whole body, which brings about a tikkun to the guf. But the guf basically comes from the yisoid of ofor, which corresponds to the nochosh, al gechayim chotelech, this ofor toichal kol yimei chayecha, which is atzvus, morash chayra. So we see that the default is depression. V'chol adam mali yisurim. Rabbi Nachman says each and every single person is filled with suffering. Al kein therefore tzorech la'achriach es atzmoi b'koyach godoil. A person has to force himself, he has to exercise tremendous mental and physical energy. Li'yos b'simcha tamid, to always be very happy. U'l'sameach es atzmoi b'chol ha'sheyuchal, and to bring himself into happiness any way he can. Not chas v'sholom through a treif item, not through a transgression against Hashem, but va'afilu b'mili d'shtusa. Rabbi Nachman says a person is actually permitted to do silly things, to act silly to an extent, to kid around in a certain way, or to say things at times which are silly, a joking type of item, just to keep himself happy. Af shegam leiv nishporu toiv moed, although a broken heart is a very, very good item, im kolze still, hurak be'ezu shah. That's only if a person limits it to a very short period of time during the day. Veroi likaboy aloy ezu shah b'yoyim, each and every single Jew should establish for himself a set time during the day, l'shaber liboy, to break his heart, ulafarish sichos elefonov yisborach, and to pour out his heart to Hashem, to speak to Hashem, kemuva etzleinu, as is brought in our sforim many, many times. When? At a limited time during the day, where it's being guarded very, very carefully. It's being done with preparation, with hachana, with the full knowledge that you're letting yourself slide into this frame of mind of brokenheartedness, just to be able to talk to Hashem with more humbleness. Because of the fact that we know that there's nothing Hashem likes more than a dako, a person who's very humble, tzebrochen, a person who's broken. The pasuk says, eshkoin is dako, that Hashem says the Shechina goes specifically to one who's low, and we know that a broken heart is something that makes a person feel low and small, so there's no question at all that this is tremendously mesugal to having one's tefillos answered. Rabbi Nachman brings in the first turn of the Kutimran, dak yal yidei ha-tayro niskaplin kol ha-tefillos v'chol ha-koshos, that the key to having your tefillos answered is tayro. Why? Because tayro is chen. Shema lechein alim deho, the Gemara says. The Torah is called Ayala Sahav Viala Chein, Shema lechein alim deho. And the thing that a person needs most when you're going to ask somebody for something, the main thing you need is to have chein by that person. If you have chein by the person, then no matter what you're going to ask for, he's going to give it to you. Not because he cares about the item, it's because you have this charm by him. And if you don't have the chein, you could be asking him for the simplest item, he has no ears to accept what you're saying whatsoever. So the main ingredient that's needed is chayin. Rabbi Nachman says one of the keys to chayin is Torah. The Torah is malachin alim deha. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, im laleitzim hu yolitz, vila anovim yitain chayin. That another key to chayin is anova. If a person is really, really very small, very humble, this gives him tremendous chayin in Hashem's eyes and in the eyes of people. So therefore, this is certainly tremendously mesugal for having your tefillah accepted. But, Rabbi Nachman says, only if it's limited. Aval kol hayom kulay, the rest of the day, for the remaining 23 hours of the day, tzorech lihiyos b'simcha, the person is obligated to be only happy. Ki milev nishbor bekal yechaylin lovoy lamar shchayra. Rabbi Nachman says there's a very fine line between brokenheartedness, which is one of the highest states of Kiddusha, versus marashchayra, depression, which is one of the the lowest level of tumah. Now the question is, that sounds ridiculous to say that the highest level of tumah, the highest level of kiddushin, the lowest level of tumah are separated by a fine line. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Pesach of Gan Eden and the Pesach of Gehenim, what separates them is kechut hasayra. It's one hair away. Where do we see this in practical terms? This Torah on the Kutimran, the Lev Nishbor versus the Morash Chayra. The Atzvus. It's almost the same thing, just about the same thing. One constitutes the highest level of Kedusha conceivable, one constitutes the worst Aveira against Hashem. Morash Chayra means, Leiv Nishpor means, where a person becomes so broken, so small by himself, he negates himself completely, and he only acknowledges Hashem. Atzvus means, where he feels so small, that this leads him into a reikis against Hashem, a kas against Hashem, where he rejects Hashem, chas v'shalom. This feeling of dejection, as it's called, where he feels dejected, and as a result, he rejects chas v'shalom, he rejects Hashem. That's the avi avos hatumah, versus leiv nishbor, where the person feels like nothing, and therefore feels all the more reason, he feels that he's the one who has to draw himself to Hashem more so than anybody else. Rabbeinu Zal says here, ki milev nishbor bekal yecheilen lovei lamar shchayra, because a person can fall very easily from the level called lev nishbor into mar shchayra, yoser much more easily me'asher yecheilen li koshel al yedei simcha chas v'shalom lovei la'izah hoilos. There are four levels. There are four items we're discussing here. There's simcha versus hoilos. There's lev nishbor versus atzvus. Simcha represents the highest level of Kedusha conceivable. Hoilos represents the exact opposite. Simcha is the asor mina negina, the tikkun haklali, the highest level of tikkun habris. Hoilos, schoik kalos roish, the Gemara says, that leads a person with dvar erva. That'll lead a person right into chil habris, this schoik v'kalos roish. This taking the simcha a drop too far. This toiv ma'oid. The Gemara says, toiv is the eitz toiv. Toiv ma'oid, very good, is the malach hamavis. Simcha ma'oid, very happy, frivolousness, leads to rachmanos on chil habris, which leads to atzvus. So on one side you have simcha versus hoilos. On the other side, you have Lev Nishbor versus Atzvus. Rabbeinu Zal says, if you have to take your chances on one of the two, stick with Simcha, because the gap between Simcha and Hoilos is bigger than the gap between Lev Nishbor and Atzvus. It's much more easy to fall from Lev Nishbor into Atzvus than it is to fall from Simcha into Hoilos. Now note, we once mentioned that this is the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that this is why Esav HaRosha had two wives. One of Esav's wives was Mochalas Bas Yishmael, Miloshin Mochel. Mochel means a ricket, Simcha. Esav is represented by Simcha, Hoilos. There is a type of Simcha that's Esav, this Toiv Moed, this Schoik V'Kalos Roish. And who was his other wife? It's brought that his other wife is Lil, was called Lil, Miloshin Yololo. Mochalas is Miloshin Mochelos, going Simcha, this too much happiness that's referred to as Esav. And Lil represents Yalala, the depression. This is why it's brought that Halaluhu b'Seif u'Mochel. We give praise to Hashem b'Seif u'Mochel. Seif, the word tough pay, is bigamatria Lil, the Malach Lil. It's bigamatria the word Tehillim, with the five letters, which represents this tikkun for the Yalala. Rabbeinu Zal says, Al kein tzorich sheyihye b'simcha tamid. Therefore, a Yid should always be in Simcha. Rak b'shul miyuchedes yieloi leiv nishbor. In other words, his default, 99% of a person's avodah should be with simcha. It's just that shul miyuchad, that special hour of the day, the hour that he's using for his avodah, that's the only time that we grant him permission to go into this frame of mind called leiv nishbor. And it's pointed out in the other svarim of Rabbeinu Zal that how does a person know if he had a good hispeidus? How does a person differentiate between Lev Nishbor and Atzvus? Usually, the result, what follows Lev Nishbor, is Simcha. Usually, if a person is zecher to have hispeidus and he's zecher to achieve Lev Nishbor and his hispeidus, he won't come out of his hispeidus feeling broken, feeling like nothing. He'll come out feeling on top of the world. Although he had this, because the brokenness was a correct brokenness, the result of it is a flying high, a feeling of going very big, versus chas v'shalom, if the person actually has atzvus, the result is atzvus also. Halavai, we should be zeicha that Hashem should give us all the etzos that are needed. There are a lot of Torahs in the Kodemaran that we learned recently, where Rabbeinu Zal gives a lot of etzos, of ways for a person to be mechazik himself, mechai himself, to bring himself into simcha. We should be zeicha to be able to use those etzos to be mechayim this all-encompassing etzah of being happy, which is what could lead to geula. The pasuk says, "Ki b'simcha teitzeyu." And on this item, there's a lot more to say. We can take this on so many different levels, because in Rabbeinu Zal's story, the Zion Betlers, the Betler, the sixth one whom Rabbeinu Zal spoke about, who was Beli Odayim, who was without hands, who was the one who knew how to shoot the 10 arrows to save from the 10 poisons, it's all based on this chapter in the Kutaman, which happens to be the deepest topic in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Again, because it's dealing with the Yud, the holiest letter of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Machshava, the highest level of Kedusha. Halavai, we should be able to understand this on our level to the best that we can. Baruch Hashem.